Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, here to meet your urgent and emergent medical needs, whether they are COVID-19 related or not. Medical emergencies happen when you least expect them. Whether it's a stroke, heart attack, illness, or injury, San Juan Regional Medical Center's caregivers are here to provide care to you and your loved ones. Find out more online at sanjuanregional.com. Seven minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Monday morning, October the 11th. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin, and thanks for tuning in to KSJE. We have a busy morning this morning, so we're getting right to it a little bit early because we're covering our politics in the city of Aztec this morning. We have four interviews with candidates who are running in districts 4 and 5. You'll be hearing from Victor Snover, Joe Hubbard, Sabrina Riles, and Mark Lewis this morning in our continuing coverage of the local municipal elections. Again, we have invited all the local city council candidates in contested elections for free airtime on KSJE. Some of them have accepted our invitation, the others have not, and so we are playing the interviews, of course, of those who have come in to talk with me. Later on this hour, of course, we'll talk technology, Monday Reboot with Lewis Campbell at 8:50 a.m. right here. Don't forget, next hour, Mick Hess will take us roving with the arts. That's coming up 9:06 on KSJE. Check us out on our Instagram page as well. You can subscribe to our podcast for free wherever you listen to podcasts. And let's talk about the freeze warning in effect this morning until 9 a.m. and a mostly sunny day today outside. It's 39 degrees in Farmington at the moment. We're expecting a mostly sunny but windy day today, the high 70. 49 with a chance of showers overnight tonight, then much colder weather tomorrow. I imagine another freeze warning will be in effect for Tuesday night with a high of 49 tomorrow. Chance of rain or snow and an overnight low of 33. With a frozen mix in the forecast. Sunny back on Wednesday with a high of 53 before another chance of showers in the forecast and a high of 54 on Thursday. Continuing our coverage for the municipal elections in 2021, KSJE has offered 10 minutes of free airtime to all of the candidates that are running in the contested races in Farmington, Aztec, and Bloomfield. Joining me here in the studio for the Aztec City Commission District 4, Victor Snover is here, who is the current mayor of the city of Aztec. Mr. Snover, welcome back to KSJE.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me so much. I really appreciate the opportunity. I think this is just such a great idea, and it's just another way for candidates to get their message out, and more importantly, the service that you provide to allow candidates, you know, to get their word out and to reach more people, you know, because there's so many different ways to reach folks nowadays. But and this is just another great community kind of staple that, and I appreciate the invite. And
you bet.
So thanks for having me.
Well, we're glad that you are here. There's a lot to talk about, I know. First of all, I guess why are you running again? You're an incumbent. Is there more to do?
I would definitely, and let me just kind of, I don't want to take too much time on each individual question because I know we have limited time, but first I want to thank the folks in Aztec for, one, tuning in and hearing what I have to say. Secondly, to answer your question, yes, I feel like there's a lot more to do. We were elected a little less than 4 years ago because we're using the new format where we're kind of marrying up our municipal elections instead of in March. We're putting them with the county and state elections in November on your traditional election day, on the first Tuesday of each November. So with that said, I do feel like we have a lot more to do in Aztec, but I feel like we've gotten a good start. We've implemented several initiatives, you know, with myself and the commission that is sitting now, and the new commissioners, Commissioner Padilla, and got elected in 2 years ago in 2020, and Commissioner Randall got reelected. And as a team, we've been able to work together to do some pretty great things in Aztec, but we have a few more things to do. We've been able to obtain funding for our North Main Extension Business and Economic Development Center that's currently under construction as we speak. We've had funding that was able to be reappropriated for the bypass around the downtown area. So as we develop our downtown area in accordance with our new 20-year comprehensive plan that was also adopted this past May, we'll get some of that heavy truck traffic off of Main Avenue, away from the businesses and the rattling, the downtown, the historic buildings, and make it a more family-friendly, pedestrian-friendly, and diversified business-friendly location.
Very, very good. And you've got kind of a crowded race, right? You're facing two other opponents.
There are two other
opponents. In this election.
Yes,
and
sir.
So talk to me a little bit about what makes you different from them.
You know, I look at it as more of we're representing ideas. I don't consider either one of those adversaries or opponents. I think they're both very worthy individuals running for this. They have their own reasons for running for city commission and wanting to represent the citizens of Aztec. I personally feel like I'm representing a forward, progressive vision of Aztec. To kind of go hand in hand with that 20-year comprehensive plan vision that was laid out in front of us and that was adopted by unanimously by the City Commission back in late spring, early summer. There's some things that I would like to continue to do that sort of piggybacks on some things we've already done. While these may not sound like huge items, they're new to Aztec, and I feel like it's a cultural shift that we're kind of undergoing in the city. Things like curbside recycling started out as a little contentious, turned into a pretty popular program that we have since expanded and doubled the amount, the frequency, and the usage in just about 2 years' time, which is kind of ahead of most cities that have adopted recycling programs. It's good for the planet. It's good for the city. It's a good thing to teach our young kids and adults to take care of, you know, to recycle and to take care of things. I've been able to work with federal and state and local leaders to bring very needed infrastructure improvements and funding to Aztec. I have great partnerships with our elected representatives in Santa Fe, our local elected representatives, and our national delegation through our congressional representatives with Senator Lujan and Congresswoman Leisure Fernandez. And what that means is that by establishing those relationships and having a good rapport with them, they understand what Aztec needs, and they will call me and say, how can we help you? And how can we help maybe funnel some help in the amount of, you know, in the form of federal dollars or grants or staff assistance to help us find ways to, you know, to increase funding for important infrastructure programs. We did some communication in regard to the COVID funding in the, you know, the recent round of COVID funding after President Biden got elected, that we are seeing real, you know, concrete results in the form of paving projects and water projects and employee projects that are helping the city become stronger and move through and past this pandemic that we've all been dealing with for nearly 2 years now.
That's true. You mentioned a couple of big projects that you've been involved with, the arterial being one, the North Main Extension being the other, folks may say, but that's been going on for years and years and years. And so are you saying that in the next 4 years those projects may be completed?
I am saying that. And you can refer back to this in 4 years if
you
like.
It's on tape. It's on tape, Mr. Snover.
That's okay. I do feel very confident that, you know, with the help of our state legislators getting our funding for the arterial bypass recommitted to us by the state, that we will in fact be able to complete that project. And I am even more certain that the North Main business economic area that is currently under construction will be completed. I believe the completion date is slated for May of 2022. So what that means to us is that that's going to be an economic kind of spark or boost for us. We have some other things working right now. Not this past session, but the session before, the state legislative session before, we were also granted some I guess we'll call it seed money, to explore the viability and of a outdoor business, outdoor recreation business accelerator type complex. And currently the New Mexico Council of Governments that we've partnered with is going to be working with our folks, with our staff in community development and economic development to try and find, do some community outreach, look for some locations, look at viability of it, and move forward with that. And that's kind of phase one as we transition into diversifying our economy a little bit more away from, you know, the current economy that we have with extractive energy industry, which is still a vital part of our economy, but we have to look to the future, and this is one way, and we're not alone. Farmington, all the Four Corners area folks are starting to kind of find ways to diversify our economy. As a matter of fact, the Outdoor Economic Recreation Conference is this week in Farmington at the Civic Center. So that speaks how seriously San Juan County has gotten into trying to expand our economy and to prepare for the future.
And with all that, all those entities working together for economic diversity and outdoor recreation and things like that, does that bode well for a smaller community like Aztec to kind of rising tide raises all boats kind of a thing?
I think so, for sure, because, I mean, let's face, Farmington is much larger than we are, but we have a lot of the same amenities that, you know, that a place like Farmington has as well. But it's a smaller, I kind of like it to liken it to sort of a base camp sort of feel, where you use Aztec as a place to stay, a place to go and eat. It's a little bit smaller than Farmington, a little bit maybe more personal feel. No offense to Farmington, I go there and shop just like everybody else does, but I love my hometown of Aztec and the kind of the walkability of it. I can walk from my house to my to where I work at the high school. As a JROTC instructor, I want to give a shout out to my JROTC cadets, if any of them are watching. I can walk to Safeway. I can walk, you know, to any of the main avenue businesses, the flower shop, the coffee shop, the barber shop. I can do literally everything I need to do. And as we expand into the North Main area and businesses start coming in and putting in eateries and shops and sorts of things like that, I think the proximity and the walkability and being able to develop our main avenue, make it more bikeable, more walkable, and pedestrian friendly, that's going to be something that larger communities are going to struggle to compete with just because of the way they've been planned over the years are more car friendly, and we're moving into a more pedestrian and bike friendly type of city moving into the future.
Very good. Victor Snover, thank you for coming in this morning to talk with me about your re-election campaign representing District 4 in Aztec. We should mention for, obviously, City of Aztec voters, they vote for all the districts, right, that are up for election in this session. So they'll be choosing, everybody will be choosing between the three candidates in District 4.
Yes, everybody that votes, and I just want to kind of plug that, early voting starts next week, October 5th.
Okay.
I believe from the 5th to the 15th, don't quote me on this, but I believe from the 5th to the 15th, you can vote. You'll be doing early voting at the county clerk's office in Aztec, excuse me. And then after that, there will be additional locations in the different municipalities where you can vote early as well. But Election Day proper is on Tuesday, November 2nd. I encourage everybody to get out to vote, exercise your constitutional right to pick your elected representatives. I hope you like the things that you've heard. You can visit me on Facebook, on my mayor's page. I'll be doing events throughout the election season, so please come up and talk to me. Ask me any questions, and I'll be happy to do my best to answer them, and hopefully you'll consider a vote for me. So thanks for tuning in and watching this. Thanks.
Thank you, Victor Snover. Thanks for being here. Continuing our coverage for the 2021 municipal elections, representing Aztec on the City Commission in District 4, candidate Joe Hubbard is running this November. Mr. Hubbard is with me here in the studio. Good morning. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Let's talk a bit about your campaign. Tell me a little bit why you decided to throw your hat into the ring this year.
Well, initially, it was to make sure there were enough names on the ballot. Once that happened, then I decided to use the opportunity to vent my frustrations with City Hall.
Okay.
And at the deadline to drop, I found out what my opponents stand for, and there are some differences between us.
Well, we'll talk about those. So very, very good. So what are some of the, I guess, most pressing issues you think are facing the city of Aztec that I guess got you in the race?
This pandemic has been rough on everybody globally, and the economy here in the Four Corners, it's suffered. So right off the bat, we have to look at our finances and assess things appropriately, and we need to be disciplined and not be frivolous with our money.
Very good. So do you have some plans of how you would do that, or what things you would ask your fellow commissioners to look at to keep things in the black?
My priorities, if everything was ideal, would be public safety in all forms, engineering answers to traffic bottlenecks near the public schools, I gotta say that right now is the ugliest political environment I can recall, and I was a boy during the Vietnam era, and it's just awful right now. We need to diffuse things because it's just ugly.
And right.
I don't want to spend more time on that.
Okay.
Do you.
But let me ask you a little bit, just be specific a little bit. Are you talking local politics, state politics, national politics? What's ugly? All of it?
Especially local politics, and my opponent might be the most hated man in the county. I don't feel that way myself. I am determined to be civil and respect everyone with decency.
Okay.
But that's not guaranteed with the public.
Sure.
Yes.
Understood. Now you've got several opponents. So do we want to be specific, or are you just going to leave it there?
Well, Mayor Snover, I have nothing against him personally, but many in this area do, it's unfortunate.
I got you. Fair enough. Let's move on.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. The city certainly has some big projects underway. The arterial is one. The North Main is another. Do you have some thoughts on either one of those projects to share with our viewers and listeners this morning?
I do. Thank you. The arterial is commonly called the road to nowhere, and it's far from being complete. There should have been a business plan for brand new businesses out there. That road is still closed. And so the North Main project, it's in the floodplain, and it'd be a great place for a raft launch. But any major capital investments, it's a gamble.
Because it's so close to the river.
Yes, sir.
That's your concern.
So close to the river and a shallow water table. So a trail is all right.
Mm-hmm.
And using that area for grazing livestock, not a problem. But would I want my business down there? No, I'd find a better location.
Got you. And that is kind of what the city has planned for, right? Don't they want to put some businesses down there and have it developed into a multi-use type of open space public gathering location?
I've heard those rumors. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So
you don't think that's going to fly or float, maybe is a better term.
Well put. Yes, sir.
Okay. I got you. And the arterial, let me pick up on that just a little bit too, because everybody says there's enough money now to finish it, so it won't be a road to nowhere. And so once that gets completed, is that maybe a chicken egg kind of a thing, that once there's a road, then you can have a business plan and zone and figure out what businesses could go along that new route once the road is built?
Well, I think that should have been in the works years ago.
I see.
And so
but are you in favor of the project to get the heavy truck traffic off of Main Avenue and
well not for that.
Okay.
If there were businesses, like for example, if the oil field was still running, that would be a great location for all the oil field related support, mechanic shops and that type of thing. Perfect. Maybe a truck stop.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been criticism about that, but as you know, we do have a meth problem already without a truck stop.
Right.
So.
I gotcha.
So, yeah.
But if you were on the council and had to vote on finishing that project, would you vote for it or against it? Would
I
you
have some more concerns details. About it? I want more research.
Okay.
I want more concrete answers.
And I see.
At this point in time, I would say no.
Gotcha.
So there are immediate things that could, that will take place with this election. Aztec could end nepotism. Immediately after the election, they can have a nepotism policy, which is in effect in the other municipalities, not in Aztec. Okay?
And you feel that's an important thing that needs to be fixed in the city of Aztec, an important issue.
Yes, sir. Very much so.
And you would vote for that on the council?
In an instant.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
We don't have a cell phone policy, even though all the safety reports have been generated. It is a real danger when people are paying more attention to their phone than driving. We don't have a policy.
Now, let me have you explain that a little bit. You're talking about a regulation, a law, or an ordinance about not using your phone when you're driving in the city of Aztec, or what are you talking about?
Certainly an ordinance. Do not drive and use your phone at the same time. Pull over.
Sure.
Yeah.
That makes common sense. And I'm surprised that you don't, that the city doesn't have one, but you're saying they don't.
No, sir, they don't.
Okay.
And it is a real concern.
That would seem to be easy to fix.
I would end the four-day work week that's in effect, the 10-hour work day. The New Mexico Constitution mandates that city workers have an 8-hour work day, and this was developed 100 years ago as a safety measure. But that's the current law. At the moment, City Hall is closed on Friday and Saturday, and how can you do business if the store is closed?
Right.
So,
but they're open later on Monday through Thursday. Wasn't that the idea with the 10-hour work days for 4 days a week?
So there was a lot of misinformation at that time, including that it would save money, but you're actually paying more money for overtime. And there's a number of citizens that would like to get some business done either on Friday or Saturday, and they can't.
Right.
So.
But I guess if you had people working on a Saturday, wouldn't that, even though you had a 40-hour a week work week, wouldn't that cause overtime too?
We could stagger, and there would be time allotted for safety training, which the municipality, they do this. It's an excellent theory to have their employees attend safety training. And that's good, but as it stands, they have to close the doors to go to safety training, right?
Right.
And so if they just work the schedule a little bit, it'll work out.
Gotcha. Understood. My guest this morning is Joe Hubbard. He is running for Aztec City Commission, District 4. The election, of course, coming up in November. Early voting is starting in October, of course. And talk to me about, we just have a couple of minutes remaining this morning, Mr. Hubbard. So talk to me a bit about maybe some other things or maybe what separates you from your opponents, because this is a crowded race, right? You've got, what, three other folks?
In my district, two other candidates.
Two others, pardon me.
Yes, sir. And we all have our own opinions.
Of course.
There is a difference. I'd like to see City Hall to be proactive, not reactive. I believe in asset management, is where you budget ahead of time for utilities.
Okay.
That way, when they wear out, you've got the money to replace them. Inventory control, one example, was just-in-time method of not being done. Again, emphasis on safety. Industry. I'm pro-industry.
Okay.
And we have the right combination of resources. We, here in the San Juan Basin, we have an estimated 50% of the surface water in the entire state. We have natural gas as energy. I believe in agribusiness. And one of the biggest farms in the Southwest is our neighbors out at Nappy. We can do things with potatoes. We could have that Orida potato facility that was rejected by our neighbors. We just transport it half hour.
Sure.
And those potatoes would be available here.
Right.
We're experiencing inflation in all ways right now. And if there had not been change, it would have been okay to keep buying food elsewhere. But now we're finding out we need some basic food here at a decent price. And so we need our agribusiness. I believe since there is a shortage of building materials, why not have PVC developed here in the San Juan Basin and supply the Rocky Mountain region with it?
Possible, right? There's talk about a petrochemical development, things along that line that maybe could use some of the local raw resources of oil and natural gas for something that you described. So,
yes, sir.
Sounds like that could work. Thank you for coming in this morning. We are out of time, but that's our 10 minutes. If folks would like to learn more about you and your candidacy, can they reach out? Can they call you or your website, Facebook? How would you prefer people reach out to you?
Email is probably the best.
All right. What's the address?
And that's, I have an account here at San Juan College.
Okay.
jahubbard36@my.sanjuancollege.edu.
There you go. People can reach out to you there. Perfect. Good luck with the campaign.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. That's Joe Hubbard, my guest this morning here on KSJE, and he is running for District 4. Continuing our coverage of the city municipal elections, the contested races in Farmington, Aztec, and Bloomfield, we've invited all the candidates in for 10 minutes of free airtime on KSJE. Some of them have accepted, and one of them is running in Aztec City Commission representing District 5. Sabrina Riles is in Studio A with me this morning. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me, Scott, and thank you for allowing all of us to come in and have the free airtime. I would hope a lot of people took you up on this.
Well, we've heard from a few, including some of your opponents in your district, but others in the city of Aztec as well, so we appreciate being able to do that. That's what a community station's all about. But let me ask you about your decision to run for the city commission.
Okay, first I want to point out, I am not a politician whatsoever. I got into the race because of the fact I can go and sit in a city council meeting, get up and speak, and I feel like my voice has never been heard on anything. And if I'm feeling that way, that makes me wonder how many other people feel that their voice is not being heard. So I want to be a voice for each and every citizen of Aztec.
Okay. And tell me, what are some of the things that you'd like to see done maybe differently in Aztec? It sounds like maybe communication is one of them.
Yes, communication is key. I am an employee of Aztec Municipal School District. Mm-hmm. I've been there for 16 years. I have spent 13 of them as a substitute teacher. In the last 3 years, decided to become an educational assistant. And, you know, there was, when the shooting happened, our former sheriff, Ken Christensen, said he did not have all the information he needed for that day. Why are we not communicating better with the sheriff's department? I'm sure Chief Hill would probably love to have a better relationship with SO.
Okay. And that's something you think you can be helpful with on the city council?
Oh, yes.
This type of thing.
Because I am a big fan of Sheriff Ferrari. The way I met him was not under pleasant circumstances completely.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But you still have a positive feeling towards the sheriff.
I have a very positive feeling towards our sheriff.
Okay, very good. Now, some people might say, you know, getting better communication might cost more money. Maybe we're talking radios or staff or things like that. Is that something that you're talking about or a different type of improvement?
I'm thinking a face-to-face meeting, you know, at least once a week.
I see.
Have updates going. Keep the communication lines open. I wouldn't think, you know, hey, we got to go through and do everything this way, this way, and this way. Another reason I have climbed into this race is you hear the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, in Aztec, we are begging Farmington and Bloomfield to take our teenagers' money. There is absolutely nothing for us, or teens in Aztec.
Okay, right.
So, off the top of my head, we could rebuild the teen center and have, you know, junior high through high school, having a place to go, having a safe place so parents will know where they're at. We have heard for years now a recreational center. There has not one been built. Aztec owns land. Guess what? We could put that to use. That would include, you know, probably a swimming pool, climbing walls, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
If we can't do it through the city of Aztec, we could always go through and put a grant writer to use, because department heads are writing grants for the city of Aztec. That takes up a lot of time. That needs to a position that would need to be hired.
Gotcha, right.
We also need a better communication area with Aztec Municipal School District. I heard for a long time former boss Kurt Carpenter say a lot of stuff at city meetings. I don't feel like his voice was heard. Kevin Summers, I have not seen on radio yet or on air.
Mm-hmm.
As asking for anything. But we have a desperate need for child safety in Aztec. Crosswalks are around some of the schools. Some are fairly good because they got painted over the summer. I would be willing, if I'm elected, to get out there and help paint those things. Get my kids to where they're all safe. And what I mean by my kids, anybody in kindergarten, anybody in high school, mm-hmm. and definitely over at Kugler, because we have a system where you got one way up here by the band room where kids come over from, I don't remember, Bessie Street, I believe is the name.
Right.
And then they walk down, and they're still on the road. We could have, paint a line for a walk area.
Right. You're talking about crosswalks and things like that to get kids back and forth to school safely.
Yes.
Understood.
And have a few more at the school crossing flashing lights, because currently we have one coming off of 516
mm-hmm.
onto Light Plant Road. And by the time you get to the where it's actually all happening, you're a good 300 feet away probably. And guess what? You're sitting here thinking, I've got to get to here. I don't have time to slow down. That is not okay. My students matter to me.
Sure. Understood. Now, talk to me a little bit about some other visions that you might have for the city of Aztec. Do you have any thoughts about economic development? You mentioned there's not a lot of mm-hmm. things for kids to do and some projects and things like that. What about other businesses or other things that would provide jobs for the citizens of Aztec?
Okay, that's where another place where the grant writer would come in. It would be their job to go through and figure out on a federal level, not state,
mm-hmm.
how to get money in to offer incentives for businesses to come in to Aztec. There is currently nothing there for them. Offer incentives for businesses that are already there to keep them. So you have to go through and figure out, state money would be nice, but if we can get federal money to come in, guess what? That's great, because we can say, let's just throw Amazon out there, because they are continually building. We've got so much land right over here, right on the outskirts of Aztec, that is for sale. Guess what? Aztec does not promote that. Not in the least little bit.
Right.
Or if they are, it's very well hidden.
Sure.
And I would love to see businesses come in, big businesses. We have one grocery store. Why do we not have even just a small Walmart department store? I'm talking, you could go there, get your clothes, maybe a few groceries, and then that brings jobs, which eventually we all need to have.
Sure.
So.
I hear what you're saying. Two other projects that are underway that some of the other candidates have spoken about, including some of the incumbents, and you're running against one incumbent.
Yes,
and
I
so
am.
I wanted to ask you a bit about your thoughts on the North Main Avenue Extension Project and the Aztec Arterial Project. What are your thoughts on both of those? They're major projects.
Okay. The Arterial Project has been going on or being discussed for, I can think of, 15 years.
You're right. Long time.
A long time. Why have we not got that done and be past it? Is it lack of funding? Is it lack of plan of development? We could put businesses right along that arterial route and keep it going. I have more of a concern with the North Main project because Aztec Ruins is going to be, you know, just right over there beside it. What structural damage could possibly be done? You hear everything about going on with the oil and gas field out at Chaco. Well, that's going to follow the same thing. How do we protect Aztec ruins?
And so, you don't think that the ruins would be protected by this construction project across the river from the site?
It is
You're
my understanding. I am concerned about the ruins. That is federal. If we mess up and cause a lot of damage to a very historic site, what are going to be the repercussions from the federal government? I want it to be 100% safe at all times, because if we go through and build that, there's going to be trucks going back and forth, more traffic going back and forth. So I have a great concern for that.
Understood. Okay. Sabrina Riles, tell us how we can get in contact with you. If someone is watching us this morning or listening and they want to ask you a question that I haven't asked you, what's the best way to reach out to you?
Okay. You can reach me at 505-402-1155. I am available usually from 3:15 on during the day and evening.
Mm-hmm.
I can be reached at sabrinariles@gmail.com, and it's sabrinariales.
There you go. That's the best way to reach you, and your phone number.
So, and my phone number.
Okay, after school.
After school.
There you go.
And I'm going to point out, I am very active with the sports community in Aztec. Most people will recognize me from either being a ticket seller, working patrol to make sure everybody, well, in the gyms, that their masks are up,
mm-hmm.
and walking around the football stadium, selling tickets at baseball, soccer, both boys and girls. So if they got a question and need an answer and they don't want to do the writing or the typing and the phone thing, feel free to come up and talk to me at a sporting event.
Okay, there you go. You're very available, it sounds like.
I'm very available.
Okay, Sabrina Riles, thank you for coming in with talking with me today.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
You're very welcome. Joining me this morning to talk about his campaign for the Aztec City Commission in District 5, which is the northwest part of the city. But again, in Aztec, all voters are voting for all the districts. Mark Lewis is with me this morning back at the KSJE studios. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. You are an incumbent. And so let's start maybe by talking about your decision to run again.
Well, when I first ran, I wasn't sure exactly what to expect as a commissioner, but then once I got my feet on the ground, I realized, you know, there were things I wanted to accomplish, and mm-hmm. we accomplished some of those things. Curbside recycling, the North Main Extension Project is underway now. I'm hopeful that the arterial project will be underway very shortly. Those are big things that we wanted to accomplish, and there's still a lot of things I wanted to do, of course, but I think there always will be more projects we want to do, but these are some of the things that I think we accomplished and maybe want to run again, maybe want to throw the hat back in the ring.
Right.
And keep up with at least one more term so I can get a few more things done. And the fact that we had, of course, the pandemic hit, and that hindered us a bit.
Sure. And not just you. I think everyone.
Everyone. It hindered everybody. Exactly. But, of course, it caused us to have to focus on things other than what we really wanted to do. And so this will give me an opportunity, if I'm reelected, to focus on a few things I would like to promote and get done.
Got you. You mentioned two major projects in Aztec, the arterial and the North Main extension. And so you, I guess, would hope then to be able to see the completion of those projects in the next 4 years, probably sooner than 4 years.
I hope sooner than that, actually. But
yeah.
I know the North Main will be completed sooner than that. And I'm crossing my fingers
right.
that
everything
we can do
we can
the
cross.
The
we've been talking about that for years here.
It
I
has
think.
Been going on for years, and I'd like to see it accomplished.
Gotcha. What else are big things, or not necessarily big things, but things you'd like to see in the next 4 years? Are there still some things that need to be addressed in the city of Aztec that you'd
well,
like to be a part of?
We have, and we've started with the infrastructure plan that we have looked at recently. One of the top things we have is to install a second solar field, to add more solar energy for the citizens of Aztec, keep the citizens our bills at a lower rate, and help provide clean energy, which is a win-win as far as I can see. We already have one field in place,
right.
And it's producing, and is very, very low maintenance, which is great. And I know with the future coming down the road with water being very tight, hydroelectric power is going to go up, and we're going to see rate increases coming from the Western Area Power Authority. I think this is just hedging our bets. I think that's a great thing I'd like to accomplish, benefit the entire community, especially those who are on fixed incomes can't really afford higher bills at this point in time.
Right.
I think that would be a definite benefit.
Okay.
Another thing I want to see us do is work on downtown, because once the arterial is finished, we'll be able to focus on how we want to revamp a little bit of downtown, make it more pedestrian friendly, and make it more boutique-ish, if you wish.
Right.
A place where people would like to go and visit and walk and shop and eat and things like that. And my own personal, I have a project I would like to see promoted. We already have one electric charging station for vehicles in Aztec. I'd like to see more, and I'd like them to be down in the downtown area. That would
right.
encourage people to come in, because that's going to be the future. People are going to bring their cars in to get charged. Hey, there's a restaurant. Hey, there's a shop. And I'd like to see that happen to our little community. Rather than being a pass-through, I'd like to see it become a destination, and we can make that a tourist-friendly and family-friendly place to live.
Gotcha. Understood. And all those sound exciting. The power, let me pick up on that a little bit. The solar field, the second solar field. A lot of folks would say, great when the sun's out, but then what happens when the sun's not out? You've got to find power for your residents. You want to have brownouts across Aztec if you have a problem, right?
All of our power doesn't come from those two fields.
Sure.
We purchased through a Gooseman, an agency. And so they are still purchasing power from the Western Area Power Authority and other localities. And we would still do that.
Right.
And so.
And just to be clear, Aztec is one of the other localities in the county that has its own electric utility.
Correct.
And that's why you're talking about
stuff
like this.
That's why we're talking about that. And but in order to be competitive and in order to keep our rates reasonable, we're going to have to take steps. And part of that's going to be, you know, looking at alternatives. And it's true, when it's dark, you're not going to produce any electricity. But during the daytime, when higher loads are usually experienced, we would be able to produce more energy. And that way, that would help offset some of that, especially as people transition from, you know, swamp coolers to air conditioning, whatever they're going to be doing. It's usually higher in the daytime.
Right. Understood.
And so that would be helpful. And down the road, maybe we could look at storage, but that's not an issue at the moment. Right now, we're looking at generation.
Right. Right. A lot of folks talk about more businesses for the city of Aztec and maybe attracting businesses. And I know that's not necessarily the city's job to put a franchise or even a mom-and-pop business into the city limits. But are there things the city can be doing differently or better to make it more attractive for some of these places to open up?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think our business licenses and fees are pretty much in line. I think they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
As far as attracting more businesses, I think we haven't promoted ourselves well sometimes. And another thing we haven't done, there have been changes in the Liquor Control Act. You probably have heard.
Right, that's at the state level.
That's at the state level, but there are two provisions in that new law that could really help local businesses, local restaurants to have. Like, say, if you wanted to eat in Aztec and you wanted to have a margarita with dinner, there's a way that can happen now. You don't have to spend $500,000 to get a license. And I think making it friendly, family-friendly, too, because this isn't like a bar-type situation. This is
sure.
like going out with friends and having dinner and a drink or two. And that's the kind of thing we'd like to promote in Aztec. And using the new Liquor Control Act would be a way to promote that. Another aspect
right.
is cannabis. Cannabis is a reality.
It's coming.
It's here.
It's legalized. It's legal. And the laws are now coming into play, I think, in the municipalities around the state to deal with this new business.
It is. It's going to be here. How we utilize it, I think, is what the question is. Do we continue to let people go up across the border and spend their money there? Because they've been doing that. We all know.
Colorado, that's true.
But, you know, we can maximize. It's not a golden goose, but we can maximize the benefit of it. It's going to be there, and there's always a few hiccups along the way, but we have been investigating a lot. Our chief of police, our city manager, and others have all been investigating what are the best avenues to go down, how is it best to zone, and whatever we need to do to keep it controlled, but not, we can't refuse it.
Sure.
But we can keep it in areas where we want it.
Right.
Or at least, there are some people on the commission who don't want it at all, but that's okay. And some people in the community may not want it at all, but it's going to be here.
Right.
And so how we best address that is important. And it, like I said, it can be another avenue of resource, of revenue.
Sure.
Not a resource, of revenue for the community to help replace some of the losses from oil and gas. And
right.
Like that was a big, I mean, they're still here and they're still important. But
not as big as they were.
Not as big as they were. And they're probably not going to be. And we need to diversify our economy, and that's one way of doing it. And I think we have to capitalize on what we have.
Sure. Other kind of buzzword we're hearing a lot about is outdoor recreation these days, too. And certainly Aztec has a lot of great natural resources on the doorstep of a lot of great resources. The ruins, of course, right there. Mm-hmm. North Main, which is, you've talked about that, which is linked now by a trail to the ruins.
To the ruins, right, it will be.
To bring people right into the downtown corridor there. But what are your thoughts about outdoor recreation? Is that something the city should
definitely
work with?
Definitely. We're looking at outdoor recreation business accelerator program.
I see.
And we've already received some money from, I believe, the state at this point to help promote that and explore that and create a location where we can have outdoor recreation businesses that will benefit the city and also highlight some of the aspects we have. We already have access to the river. We are near Navajo Dam, Navajo Lake.
Right.
We are near all these other venues. We could be the perfect place to develop one of these centers where different types of outdoor recreational businesses could be located. And I think that would be a big boon for our community, too. As I said, none of these are going to be the golden goose. These are not, none of these are going to pay, recreate the losses we've seen from oil and gas by themselves. But I think combined, we can work to make this work for everybody and make it a good, clean environment for everyone to work and live in and to raise families in.
Right. Which is the future.
And that's the future.
There you go. Mark Lewis, we just have about 30 seconds remaining this morning. How can folks reach out to you if they'd like to learn more about you and your campaign? What's the best way?
The best way is on my Facebook page is...
Right there.
Okay. I have three, Aztec City Commissioner.
Okay. Mark Lewis, Aztec City Commissioner.
Correct.
Search for that. You'll be able to send you a message.
And they can also message me through the city at marklewis@aztec.com.
AztecNM.gov.
Thank you.
There you are. All right. Good to see you.
All right.
Thanks for coming in. Mark Lewis, my guest this morning, Aztec City Commissioner, District 5, with me this morning on KSJE. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, bringing a wide variety of live entertainment to the Four Corners. Country music, classic rock, and ballet, all on stage this fall. Also, on-stage theatrical performances of The Rocky Horror Show and the holiday classic A Christmas Carol. Find out more online at fmtn.org/shows. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.